Like I said, this is coming from a place of love, Lilo, but number one, who can forget Lindsay's foreign accent, guys?
Goodness.
Fans noticed the former Mean Girls star adapted some sort of European accent.
Check out this clip of Lilo's voice while being interviewed by Greek newspaper Protothema, promoting her nightclub in Athens, Greece in 2016.
And Athens, my first time coming to Athens, Dennis is my friend, and that's all he is my friend and business partner. But his mother became a very close person to me, and his sister as well, and his father. And Agilos, another partner of ours, and my friend Manos have really incorporated me into their life. And when I went through hardships with my ex, I found really a good family in these people from Greece.
A what?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stand By Your Ben, the podcast. I'm going to try it too. The podcast where we have comics defend music people make fun of them for liking. I'm, of course, Tom Picard, and joined once again by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, buddy?
I'm a friend and just a friend.
And we're joined today by the hilarious Sam Taggart.
Wow. Hello. Hi.
So exciting.
This is a big day. By the way, happy National Stress Tommy Out Day. It's a national holiday, and we're going to celebrate it.
Yes, I've been very stressed out. I've been doing intermittent fasting. I've seen no results, and I'm angry all the time.
How long have you done it for?
2 weeks.
Okay. Okay.
How intermittent is it?
I do like my window is 2 to 10, 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. And other than that, it's just like water and black coffee.
Oh, shit. Huh. I've been doing intermittent fasting where I eat all of my food out of a mitten. I've lost so much weight. Most of the fat content gets lost in the mitten.
So. That's a lot of hamburger helper.
Yeah, so try that out. It might work a little better for you, buddy.
That doesn't... Okay, if I... Not being a complete bitch... That sounds normal, right? To like eat a meal at 2 and then eat another meal like kind of late.
Sam,
like,
you're being a bitch.
Right? Is that crazy? I mean, like, ideally you would eat before 10, but like there are many times when it's like, well, I have that thing to do. Like, I'll eat later.
Yeah.
So the main thing for me was I drank my coffee in a very, I was always like a milk, 2 sweet and lows coffee guy. And just like drinking black coffee has like been very annoying to me.
Oh yeah,
I'm a black coffee man myself. So, but I feel like I need to eat with it, or else it makes my little tum hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? I started putting milk in to just, you know, stop the diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. Right,
but it didn't.
Yeah, I would think milk might make that worse.
Ooh, babe, my stomach will find a way.
Life finds a way. Well, I'm sorry, my friend.
No, that's
yeah, rough.
All good.
Me and Tommy just got back from the Hamptons. We're Hamptons guys now.
Yes, we are.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah,
we just went up there for a show, and the show had a cool thing where they had all the a yacht club, and they let a lot of the members of the yacht club tell street jokes.
Yep.
For what was supposed to be 15 minutes, and boy, was it 45.
No. I would say maybe even 50. They did their own show basically, and then we just had to go up after when they're tired and drunk.
Yep.
Ugh. It was pretty great.
Did you do well?
Look, we're going to edit out that question. No, it was a nice time. We ate a good meal. And most importantly, we heard one of their people, one of their yacht people, did a Jeffrey Epstein joke.
Whoa.
Pretty bold.
It bombed very hard. And yeah. Then as a saver, he did a joke I told him as if it was one of his jokes.
I totally forgot that happened. Yeah, it was all street jokes. And Tommy was like, oh, I have one. And the guy just fucking did it.
So then when his Epstein joke bombed, he was like, and then he told my.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which also, in the guy's defense, when one of my jokes bombed, I told one of Tommy's as well, just from his act.
That's an industry standard.
But yeah, big day. This is episode number 2 with the cats in tow.
I'd say they're being a little better this time. You
there
know?
Was no the last time we didn't talk about it on mic, but there was a big plant incident.
There was a plant incident. That's true. There was a plant on the podcast.
Yes.
The cats knocked over a big plant, and now they're ripping up a letter that Connor sent us. So that's good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Not to be a complete bitch. But the cats are very standoffish, a little above it all, and not really talking to me in a way that I would appreciate. They do that. That sounds about right. But then once you're here for a few days, and you will be. This is a very long podcast.
Okay.
We have Lindsay Lohan to talk about, so, I mean, it's going to be a long show.
Before we get there, I think something very funny was Sam was pitching different people to me, and I think you pitched people that you thought, well, there's no way they could have done this yet, which included Paris Hilton, Ashley Simpson, and Hillary Duff, and I had to be like, we've done all
we
of those.
We did two of them in one episode.
Somehow we've done all of those.
Yeah, Emmy Blotnick did Paris Hilton and Ashley Simpson.
Yes. Okay, wait. When that is one unfair. Two, when she covered Paris Hilton, did she talk about the track Drunk Text?
I feel like she did, but I can't
remember.
Let's just listen to it.
Because I don't remember it if she did.
Yeah, we're going to listen. I'm going to pull up the episode that Emmy was on. We're going to listen to it all the way through.
This song is potentially the greatest influence in my career of time.
Like, so it's called Drunk Text.
Yeah, and
from
it's
Paris Hilton or Ashley Simpson?
Paris Hilton. And it's like kind of like, I don't think it's like streaming in a real way. It's on YouTube, but in like a ripped version. Because she like made it with some DJs, but I feel like they like pulled it. And
that explains why I couldn't find
it. I'm very excited. I don't think we have talked about this.
Well, I think we'll find out very quickly if we
I'll see if I can find the link too.
Let's see here. Manufactured Superstars featuring now.
Yeah, that
sounds
right.
Music video takes her to a new level. So that seems like it might be a let's see if this is a Business Insider article. Let's see if that has the link to it. It doesn't look like it does. Yeah, there's no way we did talk about this then, because if it's oh, here we go. Manufactured Superstars featuring Paris Hilton.
Yes.
Daily Motion. Hell yeah. Man. Daily Motion. What a bust, huh?
I went out to the club the other night. To, you know, dance with my bitches.
Hugely influential.
That guy was there again. He's like, I'm sorry for what I said last weekend. I told him I didn't mind, which was a lie. But I was equally sorry, and I didn't want to apologize. It was just a drunk text. In my head, I was writing a fiction of us. Behind my eyes, I was begging for things my lips could never ask. My mouth kept pouring desperate clauses of random intent. He asked me if he can text me later after the club. He hands me another shot of vodka, and I say, sure.
Oh god. Truly iconic.
I'm on the dance floor when I get a text from
ahead of its time.
Really?
Really ahead of its time.
This might be controversial. I think that's what early LCD sound system was trying to be.
Yes. I honestly, I've said many a time, I am trying to find that perfect in between losing my edge and drunk text.
It did remind me of losing my edge a lot.
Man, that was, we did not talk about that last time. That was, what a find. That's
it's
great.
It's really something.
It's poetry, honestly.
It's the one she tries to get really serious and is like, a thought that my lips wouldn't release. And it's just like unbelievable.
So let's talk a little bit about Lindsay Lohan. I think we should just immediately listen to some of her rumors, because I'm going to be honest, I didn't know that she was a musician until I think maybe I vaguely remembered this song, but I completely forgot that it was her. This is Rumors from Lindsay Lohan.
Rumors.
is dancing as if to the sun.
They can't even hear it.
They can feel it. Legitimate hit.
Yeah, I do remember this. I wonder, did it chart or anything like that? Like,
I remember it being on like TRL and stuff.
Yeah,
it does sound like mid-period Britney.
Yeah, yes, it totally does. I think I may have thought that it was Britney, to be honest. I think that's why I didn't know that this even existed. But, you know, not a bad song.
Not a bad song. It's a smash.
I like how she says, "You like what you didn't see."
Ah,
because that's a twist on
right.
the old saying.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, she's saying that they're, you know, starting rumors about her that aren't true.
Yes, which had not been rumors had not been covered in music prior to
no,
this.
No, not once. This song is the autobiographical account of a pop star trying to escape the rumors that follow her everywhere she goes.
Also, it's like Lucky. It's not.
Yeah.
Oh, it is autobiographical.
Yeah, it says autobiographical, but it's like it of a pop star. Yeah.
Yeah. If it were truly autobiographical, it would have said movie, mostly actor,
right? Nightclub scene,
aspiring pop star.
The song tells the story of a celebrity who's going to the club to have a good time, but there's a problem.
Uh-oh.
The paparazzi. So she puts her foot down and says, "I'm tired of rumors starting. I'm sick of being followed. I'm tired of people lying, saying what they want about me." Loanne has had numerous run-ins with the paparazzi and other media. She is like famous for hating the paparazzi. In fact, didn't she get like hit by, like her car got hit by paparazzi or something?
I think that's right.
Yeah, I think there was something like that. I was her Wikipedia is wild.
Is she the princess who died?
That is correct.
She's like, the song also is like trying to be two things. Like, it's really light and fun with like, "I just want to be out at the club." But then also like the way she's talking about being followed and stalked is not like chill.
Terrifying.
No. It's not like the camera flashes are like too much. Like,
no,
it's not it's like Lucky where it's like, "I'm just kind of lonely in my fame." It's like, "I'm being hunted."
It's a killer. Yeah.
It's creepy. There's another song. I found an article on Bustle.com. Six surprisingly great Lindsay Lohan songs that prove her music career wasn't a total disaster.
Should we just make these the six songs?
I think so.
Yeah, let's
that makes
that.
A lot of sense. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's six songs. I think Bustle knew what they were doing. They
they're dog whistling your podcast.
And for the people who keep saying that our podcast is a dog whistle, we need to address this.
The number one song they list is called Black Hole, but I want to talk about this song, Confessions of a Broken Heart. And it's called
every song is like into something that's already been covered like
well this one is in parentheses daughter to father.
Never mind.
And I just want to say I was watching the video is super melodramatic. It's her dad is like kind of being physically abusive to her mom. And it's in a giant window, like a storefront almost. Mm. And people are just, like the public can just see in the window.
Wow.
And it's supposed to be like a metaphor for celebrity lives.
Call the MoMA.
He definitely falls into that like archetype of like, the bad dad of a pop star.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to say that. That's the DTF that I stand for, is daughter to father.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's the one I get behind.
The anal I get behind is aunt, not, never mind. All right. Here's Confessions of a Broken Heart, daughter to father.
Okay.
Damn, you can already feel that.
Sorry about the movie.
Start it over. She opens this very emotional song with "I Wait for the Postman." Says postman.
It's a good Lord.
I bet I can relate. And I carry the weight of the world on my shoulders.
Family in crisis that only grows older. They're both about as easy to get a hold of. Why'd you have to go? Postman. Why'd you have to go?
Oh, this fucking song. I remember this track. Oh, no. I mean, a hook's a hook.
Yeah. I do like it.
Yeah, I feel like most Lindsay Lohan songs go like, okay, 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 and then the chorus hits and you're like, I mean, credit where credit's due.
Yeah, that's how I feel. There's another one here. But first, yeah, that one's very sad. The comments on it are all like, she's literally telling us how fucked up she is, mm-hmm. and no one really gave a shit.
Yeah, that was kind of a prime era for like, celebrities are stupid bitches.
They're very clear being like, this is what is wrong.
Yeah, I'm in literal pain. Yeah. I'm in physical pain. And it's like, you're being such a dumb
bitch. Shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
Go back to AA, bitch. Yeah, so the other song, the one that they list as number one is Black Hole. I want to see if it's on Spotify, because it's not on. Oh, here we go. Same album. I found the box of
letters lying on the definite Postman themes in this music.
I'm getting serious Postman vibes.
I ordered from FedEx.
This one's kind of Michelle Branch-y.
Totally. I mean... Okay. Pretty metal.
Yeah, the video is Slipknot dancing around.
Just while we're on that topic, there was an article in The Ringer that said Slipknot's Corey Taylor isn't hiding behind any mask. And it's like, but he is.
But he literally is.
I mean, I know it's a cool title.
Jim Carrey's The Mask isn't hiding behind any mask.
All he's doing is hiding behind a mask.
Meet the hockey goalie that's not hiding behind any masks.
Jason isn't hiding behind
I'm in a good mood now.
Hell yeah. Now we're cooking. So that song, rumor has it, music mogul Clive Davis wanted Kelly Clarkson to record a cover of Black Hole for her 2007 album, My December, in order to make it more commercial. Clarkson turned him down, but I kind of wish that she hadn't. This is someone else speaking.
I was like, oh, strong opinion. Wow.
It's just someone say that her voice would have been good on it. I think that's a good song. I actually enjoyed that. I think
there's a lot of potential here.
Yeah.
I feel like we really did her dirty as a community. I mean, these did do well, relatively. It's just that everything else was collapsing in her life. So it was like, what am I going to do? Like, make another album? Like, pursue more music?
Right.
I didn't remember her singing at all, like Tom. I did. Like, I truly did not remember that.
Wow.
And then, like, I was shocked she even had a whole album.
Yeah, and she's got a good amount of listens. I mean, her top five, they're all in the millions of listens. So,
wow.
You know, people are out there hearing this shit. I kind of got her... I know this is going to make me sound like a... like a boomer or something, but I kind of got her backstory confused with Amanda Bynes a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Like, I thought we were going to come on and talk about the Drake thing, and I was like, oh yeah, that's not even her.
Yeah,
but they both had similar kind of like public eye
meltdowns that were mostly just embarrassing, I think.
Hers was, like, longer.
Yeah.
Like, she managed to milk it for, like, a couple years.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, she's coming back any day. She's almost normal. She, like, did the rehab thing. Yeah.
She even, like, made, there's a video, I'm going to pull it up here. She did a commercial where she's, like, making fun of herself. And you're like, oh, she's, like, back, baby. Mm. She gets it. It was it's her being funny now. I'm going to see.
Lindsay Lohan's a little bit like Weezer, you know? Every album, you're like, they're coming back.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no, this sucks. Yeah.
This, let me see if this just plays straight up. Dig.com. Lindsay Lohan is the face of lawyer.com.
Oh, here she is. When lawyer.com first reached out to me, I was confused and a little scared because I thought I was in trouble. But when they asked me to be their spokesperson, I was intrigued. After meeting with the team, I realized lawyer.com is just about helping people. From getting a DUI, let's not pretend like I didn't get one, or two, or three, or some others.
She got more
it's
than
so
three?
Simple, and it's free. All you have to do is go online or give us a call. So let's get started, because at lawyer.com, we're always here for you.
Damn. Yeah, so she's like having fun with it, but it still seems like not that fun.
Yeah.
Two or three or more DUIs.
That's the scary part.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find. There's the substance abuse part of her Wikipedia here where it's her DUIs and how she went on Oprah. And
right. Oprah tried to save her life.
Yep.
And oh, I don't remember that either.
It was a big thing where they're like crying at each other and like Oprah's like, you got to get it together. And she's like, I'm going to get it together.
Wow.
And then it just didn't.
In May 2007, Lohan was arrested on a charge of driving under the influence. In July, less than 2 weeks out of rehab, she was arrested a second time for possession of cocaine and driving under the influence and driving with a suspended license. Damn. And then in October 2009, Lohan's DUI probation was extended by an additional year following several instances in which she failed to attend court-ordered substance abuse treatment classes. Damn. Let's see. She missed a mandatory DUI progress hearing. Yeah, it does seem like she fucked up.
There was a crazy, it was a really good article about, she was in this movie, I forget what it was called, like In the Canyons or something.
The Rolling Stone article?
Yes, which was amazing because it was kind of like, this was like a last chance for Bret Easton Ellis, Paul Schrader.
It was the porn.
James Dean ended up
guy.
Being a very bad guy.
And, oh, yeah.
And, it's funny that now, a couple years removed from that, Paul Schrader is the only one who, like, is having a hot girl summer. Because he wrote First Reform, got an Oscar nomination, and the other three of them are still very looked down upon.
Oof.
Which I would not have picked if I was picking of those four.
Yeah. I would have never thought James Dean would go down. A man of the ladies.
Yes.
He was the one that was, like, the porn for women. Just goes to show you. Just monsters come in all porn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there was that part where he talks about, like, Lindsay, like, coming in for her emotional scene and how she, like, she was, like, late to set every day. She was awful on set. And then, like, there was this one day where she had her big scene and she, like, left for 20 minutes, came back, and, like, fucking crushed.
Knocked it out of the park.
And, like, people were just, like, so deeply moved.
And then no one saw the movie.
And no one saw the movie. Yeah.
What was the movie called? Canyons?
Something like,
right?
Like In the Canyons or something? Yeah,
I found this very funny. In during the 2008 U.S. presidential campaign, Lohan offered her services to Barack Obama's Democratic election effort, but was declined.
Oh, that's got to be the worst feeling in the world.
In a blog post, Lohan criticized the media and then Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin for not focusing on policy and denounced Palin's positions on homosexuality, birth control, and abortion. Lohan had previously expressed an interest in going to Iraq during the Iraq War in 2006 on a USO tour. I thought
we should say that right up front, that she was not a super soldier.
She's a soup.
The Boys.
Yeah, watch The
Did
Boys.
Did you watch The Boys?
No.
Amazon Prime. It's great.
Amazon Prime, one, great company.
No complaints, start to finish, good.
I thought lawyers.com was going to be Amazon. Like, I thought they were going to be the next big thing.
It's pretty crazy that it's not bigger. Yeah. Yeah, I thought we'd be watching our entertainment on lawyers.com
too,
now.
But nope. I mean, at least Better Call Saul.
They couldn't even get that. These people are dumbasses. yeah, so, yeah, she's obviously gone through a slew of legal issues and stuff, you know.
And it's all... Lindsay Lohan is one of those things where if you think about it for more than a second, it's very sad.
It's oh yeah, sad. That's why we shouldn't do that.
Do you guys remember when she like started dating that girl?
And no,
it was like she dated Sam. What's her last name?
I want to.
Is it Sam Ronson?
I think it was Sam Ronson.
Yes, yeah,
that was
sounds
the DJ's
right.
sister, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah. She dated Sam Ronson, and it was like
Mark Ronson,
kind
sister,
of a
yeah.
big thing because it was like all of like gossip media was like, right, we'll just report on it like the same evil way we would about any relationship.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It was a real like. Gays are equal,
and
we will treat them like
make
trash.
Fun of them and be mean to them. Yeah.
She had some pretty wild romances. Lohan began dating actor Wilmer Valderrama in 2004. I totally forgot. How did I forget? And she was on That 70s Show, so that's how you get on that fucking show. Maybe I'll go on a date with old Mila Kunis, and I'll get on an episode of That 70s Show.
There's a very, I don't think either of you guys watch Euphoria, but there's a character named Fez in that show, and there's like a very emotional scene where the lead character is just like, fuck you, Fez, and it's so hard for me not to picture yelling at Wilmer Valderrama's like foreign exchange student character.
I met Wilmer Valderrama. I forgot. He did the radio show.
Oh, did he
really?
Nikki
show. He was very nice and super inspirational.
He didn't make
How?
Fun of your mom?
No, he didn't.
What did he say that was inspirational?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
He
that was
on that show.
Thing.
Yeah.
He talked about just getting his start in acting and stuff and how he didn't have like rep or anything and he would lie. He would just show up where he found out auditions were going to be for things that were rep only and he made up a representation. Like he just made somebody up and then he'd somehow get his hand on scripts and then memorize them fully and just go in as often as he could. And he was able to like get on stuff from that.
Wow.
That is actually, in retrospect, is kind of fucked up to people who do have representation. It's like, you're stealing beasts. Come here, you steal our job.
People with representation are the real victims. It's an oppressed class that, yeah, I'm a part of.
He's not even in the fucking guild. So she was with Wilmer Valderrama, and then... Lohan dated Hard Rock Cafe heir Harry Morton in 06, dated Samantha Ronson in 08 and 09, who she co-hosted club events with and accompanied her when she was DJing. In April of 09, following her breakup with Ronson, she appeared in a dating video spoof on the comedy website Funny or Die. As of 2016, her love interest and fiance was London-based Russian millionaire Igor Terabezov. I don't know how you say that one. Owner of the real estate agency Home House Estates and son of Dmitry Terabezov.
Well, we knew that.
Of course. They reportedly broke up in mid-2017 with Lohan accusing Igor of abuse and him accusing her of stealing $24,000 worth of his belongings. Damn.
I mean, if you date an Igor, there's going to be drama.
Yeah, there's no way. Are there any good Igors out there?
Wasn't the Hunchback Igor?
Yeah, look at his hunchbacked ass.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. I never saw that one.
You never saw that?
Uh-uh.
Eh, it's probably fine.
I think I'm just thinking of the Frankenstein assistant, Igor. Like, my Igor knowledge is it's a blind spot. And I've been working on it.
You should work on it. Tommy, be better. let's see. Yeah, she talks a lot about her father here. Yeah, it is a lot of sad stuff. We'll cut it at that.
Skip the sad stuff.
Before we get too far in, I forgot Jared actually did have thoughts on this week's episode.
Wait, the hunchback is named Quasimodo.
Yeah, I was gonna let it slide.
So that's kind of like Igor. Phobic of you to assume that someone with a hunchback is named Igor.
I'm just Googling who is Igor.
That was one of the things that Lindsay Lohan had against Sarah Palin was her Igor phobia. Yeah, Jared did not chime in last week, and his silence was deafening. This week, if you don't know the segment, Jared, our friend and foe of the podcast, the owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, is our resident snob of the show. He hates most things we listen to on here, and we like to hear his thoughts. Each week, here are his thoughts on Lilo.
What's up, y'all? It's this week. They went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Lindsay Lohan. So a couple times, this is not the first time that I've ever not known that the person was a singer. I remember when Tom told me that they were doing Justin Bieber, I thought that he was like a Disney actor. But in all the cases that this has happened, whether it was like the other Simpson sister or Bieber or whatever, once I heard the songs, I was like, oh, okay, well, no, I've heard this song. I just didn't realize that it was Justin Bieber or whatever the other Simpson sister's name is. That was a song that I had heard. I just didn't know that that's who it was. In this case, like, I've never heard any of these songs. I don't think once. And I don't know if this was, I'm trying to remember, I think Lindsay Lohan was like popular as like a child actor. So this was obviously after that, because she's like, you know, supposed to look hot or whatever on the cover. So she's older than she was as like a child actor in like The Parent Trap or whatever. So I'm surprised that this wasn't like popular, because you would think that, you know, but anyway, if you really want, and I don't know if you guys maybe have already done this, but just try to find this. Her sister had, Lindsay Lohan's sister, or I guess it's her sister, has like a Christmas album, and there's a Lindsay Lohan track on there, and she's just so completely out of tune. It's like unbelievable. It makes me think that the other stuff, like, I don't know if maybe it wasn't really her singing or what, but anyway, obviously this is just a massive waste of time. This was never even on anyone's radar. So, all right, I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Way to discredit it all right at the end.
I've got a message for Jared. Right?
That's yeah.
Yeah, you haven't heard her music. Yeah, it's called indie rock, sweetie. Open a damn blog.
Yeah, maybe if you're like kind of a more mainstream guy, you're not going to catch this one.
She was on.
Maybe read your newest edition of Brooklyn Vegan. And,
sorry, I didn't realize the commercial success made an artist more relevant.
Okay, Alana Lohan, I think the one.
Yeah,
is,
so I want to hear this. This is actually.
And while you're
looking
it up,
helpful.
So Igor is a character in fiction that has been a sidekick to both Dracula and Frankenstein.
He gets booked.
I was hoping you'd find some way to make that funny. And thank you for doing so.
You know, isn't that tough? Oh, the riff set up where you're like, I don't know, but no hopefully idea. Somebody's got...
Oh, shit, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Merry Christmas, I guess.
So there's a couple different things. That, so, oh, it's Allie Lohan. I looked up the other one.
Well, friends know as Alana.
Let's see here. There's Lindsay Lohan Christmas is a song. That's a different person. Lohan Holiday. This is the one from Lindsay Lohan. Oh,
even
it's evil sounding.
So real, there's a bloody smile. Won't you go for a while? Yeah, that's like a terrible family.
See the Lohan holiday. Daddy's drunk and mom is far away. I can't tell if that sounds like the sister.
I think that's the sister, yeah. Does she sing on it or anything?
She must. It says Lindsay Lohan.
Key change. Reminds me of Love on Top. An iconic key change.
Maybe that is Lindsay.
Tom's cat's drinking beer.
Oh, hell yeah. Party cat. Yeah, I can't tell which one's Lindsay, but that was bad.
You sound like the dad and the parent.
By the way, great film.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to think of what like my original introduction to Lindsay Lohan was, and it has to be Parent Trap, right?
Parent Trap.
She was like an Abercrombie model or something like that. So she worked at an Abercrombie. That's what they call their employees. Yeah, she like, I think she got her start in like commercial acting, but I could be wrong. Lohan began her career as a child model with Ford models at the age of 3. Damn. Lucky bitch.
And us Lohan hipsters, that's the real good stuff.
Pedophiles are the original hipsters.
Oh, no.
Let's see here. It appeared in over 60 television commercials. Damn. Pizza Hut and Wendy's, as well as Jell-O with Bill Cosby. So maybe that's where it started to go wrong.
Uh-oh. I assume you guys have like a soundboard. You can just kind of smash.
Yeah, we'll fix that. We'll fix that in post. We pay a guy $400 an episode to that's what your Patreon money goes to.
That's all right. We have a little Igor, a little Hunchback.
Yeah, that, I will say that was one of the more helpful Jared voicemails.
Yes.
Where he actually gave us something to you know, a little tidbit. You know, that was fun.
Yeah.
Very good. Were you into this stuff at the time?
Yeah, I was honestly a huge Lindsay Lohan head.
Yeah.
Like, both her, I thought she was really funny. I thought she was really good at acting.
Yes.
And then I was, like, kind of down for whatever else.
Sure.
And, fun fact for the fam, she was my, like, you know, high school beard crush,
oh,
you know?
Really?
I was going to ask you if you, like, I had a crush on her, and then I was like, that's a weird question to ask you, probably. You had a beard crush?
You have to, you know? All the boys sitting around talking about who's hot, and it's like, bro, if Lindsay Lohan were here.
If Igor wasn't in the picture.
Yeah, I was into Lindsay Lohan.
I mean, Mean Girls was unbeatable.
Yeah,
I think for
to find like a couple years.
Sure. I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I was into that Freaky Friday pretty good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, she was on fire. But then that like all fires, they all go out. Yeah, I was really into it. I think I was just like, I really hoped that that this would be a phase that burned out quickly, her like bummer time.
Yeah, her bummer period.
Yeah. Hot girl bummer.
Oh no. I do wonder if we'll ever see it, like if she'll ever actually have a comeback. Is it too late?
It's possible.
Yeah.
This was part of, so in addition to going to Jared, we also like to go to my little Facebook friends. And if you want to be a part of this, add me
on
Facebook.
Didn't
be my
like
little
that phrase.
Facebook friend.
My little friend.
Be my little Facebook friend. You know, you got to find a better way to do this.
I didn't know you actually interacted with them. I was never sure.
With the people.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's just a gross way to promote the podcast.
Hey, I've seen worse.
No, we legitimately do. We get like a lot of good stories and stuff from people on Facebook. John Rosenberger started one and then never gave us a damn follow-up.
I got the follow-up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh, you can't
try
say
drop it?
It?
All right.
Oh.
Well, we're back. Nah, I can leave that much in, I think. But, yeah, John just wrote, she called my house once looking for my parents. So, a mystery left unsolved. Pete Stagemeyer writes, I hope you cover when she tried to steal a child from her parents in Paris. That's, you know this story?
Really recently. That was like maybe a year or two ago.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I remember that.
I searched Lindsay Lohan Steele's child, and I didn't. I don't know what happened here with it. My thing here is going. Oh, sorry. Pepe's going nuts.
These cats are really trying to chug some brews.
These cats have a problem. That's why they were so easy to adopt. they warned us. Let's see. Lindsay Lohan Steele's child. Let's see if anything fun pops up here.
Now, I've heard of Mr. Steal Your Girl, but Mrs. Steal Your Child?
This is a brand new character to me.
You know that SNL auditions were yesterday, right? what I did find is homeless woman appears to punch Lindsay Lohan after star accuses Syrian family of child trafficking.
That was a Syrian family.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, wow. That's probably not good. There's no way that's a good story. Yeah, she's holding her cheek. She looks very upset. Damn. Lindsay Lohan, I feel so nervous when I'm traveling to like offend people or something, but maybe using the right language or something, and then she's out here just immediately. Are you a child trafficker?
I do. I think she should update the lawyers.com ad every couple of years. Like, we've all stolen a child or two or three.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. She then offered to get the family a hotel room.
An incredible peace offering.
Man, I'd take it.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love hotels.
Let's see here. What else we got on Facebook? Let's see. V.A. Bennett writes, I had no idea she made music. We're going to have a lot of that, I'm sure. Brett Hiker has a crazy story about hanging out with her. And Brett Hiker writes, we swapped spit and probably mono. How do these vague ass, like almost stories are very wild on here. John O'Devere writes, it's about time. I bought her first album, Speak, as an adolescent boy, and 17 years later, it's still my guilty pleasure. Last moment in time is a jam. We'll have to check that one out.
Very generous first album.
Yeah. Also, I thought the sexual innuendo in I Want to Come First was so clever at the time, considering it was the theme to Disney's Herbie Fully Loaded.
Should we play it? I Want to Come
First.
Yeah,
let's hear that. Let's see if it's like actually innuendo.
I did not ever hear the song I Want to Come First.
Wow.
That is if that's real, that seems very on the
Herbie
on the
Fully
nose.
Loaded was when she went blonde, and that's when I started to fall off.
That's it, yeah.
Let's see. Huh, why is this not on here? Lohan.
That also, I think, is when the public turned on her, it seems like.
Yeah.
I want... Where's the... Damn. All right. I'm looking... I guess I have to look up the Herbie Fully Loaded soundtrack.
Are you just looking at my saved albums?
Let's see. Playlist. It's got to be on here, right? Why is this harder than it should be? I'll just Google it and see if we find it here. You guys banter.
Guys, there's an indie movie happening outside your window.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's a... Looks like a rooftop breakup, to quote Kyle Ayers. A joke that no one will like.
Wow. What a rep.
Does it really look like that?
Well, there's two women having a very dramatic discussion.
Like, arms crossed, like, baggy sweaters. Shit.
That's where Shane lives.
Oh, Shane's got a love triangle going on. Three-time guest, Shane Torres, or maybe two-time.
I think three. Let's see here. I want to come.
And they're looking over the roof as if someone has just fallen off of it.
Yeah, maybe it's more of a Big Little Lies situation.
What did you think of S2?
Oh, so bad.
It was horrible. Thank God.
Shit, I still haven't watched it. Now I'm like deterred from watching it.
I don't think
a little bit.
You should. I mean, unless
first
you're like...
Great.
First season's great and doesn't need a second season.
That's how I loved the first season. Yeah. I was very surprised when they said they were bringing it back.
Yeah.
Because it was one of those off-book situations, right? Like, it was based on a book, and then they were like, we're actresses. We'll make it work.
Yeah, we got this.
Yeah, and then it turns out...
I'd read the book of Big Little Lies and enjoyed it.
Okay.
And, so then I was in the airport one day, and I didn't have a phone for reasons I won't get into. And I was like, well, I need a book to get this flight. And I saw a Leon Moriarty book, and I was like, well, that seems like it'll be easy to read. hungover, which I was. And boy, it was the worst book I've ever read.
Really?
Wow.
It was called The Last Anniversary, and there's a character in it named Grandma Enigma.
Oh, no.
Yep. Grandma Enigma.
Jesus.
All right. Well,
and
don't
she
you
was
hate
a mystery.
That?
I'll tell you what.
I hate that.
Buying a bad book is so much worse than like watching a bad movie.
Oh, yeah. Because it could take
such
months.
A commitment. Oh, sorry. This isn't the song. It's just called.
And you don't get to
first.
Enjoy it with anyone. It's just like, no. Oh, yeah. I am in this.
That's brutal.
Oh, sure. I do remember this song. Was she hanging around here? What's her story? Doesn't she know that it's too late? That the party is over and the car's for me. Why don't you tell her what's been going on? This is bad. She seems to be dreaming instead of just leaving. See the music video, you know, like her like trying to do the like whipping the microphone around like Taking Back Sunday or something. It's very bad. It's so bad that this video, comments are disabled for this video. That is never a good sign. Yeah, that was rough. I'm not
we
sure if
even
it's
get
innuendo.
To the innuendo.
I can't do it.
It. Too bad.
We get it.
We were right there. We were so close.
Nonetheless, thank you,
but
Jono.
Ironically, she came first. And folks.
Dalton Luttrell writes in quotes, "My mom was in Cats. Her posting during the Taylor Swift's live stream seems really desperate. Wishing her the best, though. She starred in a lot of childhood films of mine." Wait, of mine? Maybe he
like
means
favorite childhood
of,
films.
Yeah.
Of mine. Yeah, yeah. Unless he was a child auteur.
Pamela Ross writes, "I met her as a kid at a charity
Whoa.
Event.
Did they swap spits?
And motto, perhaps? Post-parent trap, she signed a poster for me and it was very sweet, though she seemed more comfortable interacting with the adults present than the people her age. She's a high-paid escort for Saudi businessmen and royalty now."
This one took a turn.
I wonder if that's true.
Honestly, that makes sense.
Yeah.
As a Saudi businessman, I should say.
Is that crazy to believe that?
I don't know. I could see it.
Search Lindsay Lohan, Saudi businessman. <All right.
laughs> Because her whole thing is like, she's always with these weird like moguls mm-hmm. now. And she's broke. She hasn't worked in ages.
Mm-hmm. $24,000 of stuff from our buddy. Yeah.
From our friend.
Our friend and confidant, Igor.
Which there's nothing wrong with. Pretty cool. It's mm-hmm. just weird that that's a turn a career can make.
Yes.
Heck, I hope it happens to me.
We could be so lucky.
I'm seeing she had a relationship.
Will you search into the dark web?
I can give you my login.
It's S-taggered.
Is Lindsay Lohan working as a professional escort?
It would be really funny if the dark web, you still had like a profile picture.
And you just did like a little mask over your eyes.
And it's just like, instead of .com, it's just .darkweb. It's like the upside down in Stranger Things. It's like this. It's the exact same. Just
I didn't know how to get a Finsta,
dark.
And I ended up just like getting into the dark web.
Is Lindsay Lohan working as a professional escort? Yes, according to her dad. It's no secret that Lindsay Lohan has been having some serious financial issues over the past few years. However, we had no idea that things were this bad. According
was that
to Lindsay's,
emphasis theirs or yours?
Theirs.
Okay.
According to Lindsay's dad, Michael, the troubled actress, has started working as a professional escort in order to fund her lifestyle. Celebrity gossip website RadarOnline.com reports that Michael Lohan and other insiders have revealed to Star Magazine, multiple bad sources, that Lindsay has been working as a professional escort for a while now in order to pay off her debts and fund her shopping habit. She's getting paid to date rich men, said Michael. Dina, Lindsay's mother, is pimping her out. It's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
When will this get fun? I'm waiting for a turn where it's like she's dating Saudi businessmen and loving it.
That could be.
But instead it's like, and her mom is manipulating her.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good.
We got to get a mother to daughter.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. It's time.
Lindsay, if you're listening, the fans are clamoring for a mother to daughter. Or I guess daughter to mother.
Daughter to mother.
This site, it's her.ie. I don't know what that means. But it says
like Ireland or something.
Like the way that they're writing this is very insensitive. It says, "Poor Lindsay isn't exactly having the best week ever." It's like the voice from
that week ever.
Oh no, it sounds like that guy from the video. He's like, the bottom line is poor Lindsay's car is gone. Oh, she can't get to school now. yeah, it says we're fairly sure it's safe to say that poor Lindsay isn't having a good week, as well as her own dad outing her as professional escort. Jennifer Lawrence responded to a remark Lindsay made about her on Twitter. Earlier this week, Jennifer beat Meryl Streep and picked up the Best Actress award at the Golden Globes.
You think it would have been a bigger story when Jennifer Lawrence beat Meryl Streep.
Yeah. Nope, they hit the liberal media swept it under the rug.
Yeah, if it wasn't two Dems, we'd be hearing about it.
let's see. After hearing the remark that where, because apparently when she accepted the award, she exclaimed, "I beat Meryl Streep." So she admits to it as well.
On camera.
Guilty.
After hearing it, Lindsay, who worked with Meryl Streep before, took to Twitter and said, "And no one should ever mess with a legend such as Meryl Streep." Jennifer responded to Lindsay's tweet on Letterman's chat show. Yeah, this
Letterman's
must be from
chat show.
This must be from Europe. it was a quote from First Wives Club. Bette Midler was talking about a Golden Globe where she says, "Look what it says. It says I beat Meryl." I had no idea Lindsay Lohan would take it to the Twitterverse all of a sudden. That I hate Meryl Streep. I wanted to make a public statement, like, you idiots. It's a quote from a movie, and it's Meryl Streep. Jennifer added, "And that wasn't as." Angry as I thought it would be. Nonetheless, it sounds like she is a prostitute for Saudis.
That is the only conclusion we can draw from that.
Yes. And I say, keep it in America, Lindsay. Come on.
Yeah, we've got businessmen. lots of them.
You could be a fake, or wait, a beard crush here. yeah. Let me see. There was a lot of Facebook clamoring. Somebody just wrote thoughts and prayers. Let's see. There was one more, like, longer one. Katie Hodges, right? One time, this is just about her looking like Lindsay Lohan. Julia Clare writes, "My hot take on Lindsay is that she's..." Right, Lohan, Julia. You're not on a first name basis with Lindsay Lohan. Low-key, an incredible actress who had bad parents who led her to self-destruct, and I really hope we get a Mickey Rourke-style career redemption arc from her.
I hope we get a picture-for-picture Lindsay Lohan in The Wrestler with Todd Barry.
This would be good. Todd Barry needs the work. Come on, Lindsay. Albert Kirchner writes, "Reasonable performance in an episode of That 70s Show." All right. Okay. Very good. And Selena Kopic writes,
"She better have been good."
In the early aughts, she was all about winking in photos. Nice.
I believe it.
Oh, we got a hot one that just popped up from Danielle Perez. It was the mid-2000s, and two of my best friends, David and Juan, were fighting. David called Juan, and when he didn't answer his phone, left the chorus of Paris Hilton's "Jealousy" on his voicemail. Juan called back, and when David didn't answer, left Lindsay Lohan's "Rumors" on it. Also, one time my friend was partying with the Xerox heir at Chateau, and she saw Lindsay jumping on a bed, topless, smoking crack.
Whoa. Oh,
wow, that really took a turn at the end, Danielle. All right. Well, wow. That was Facebook. Damn.
Pretty crazy. That's LA, though.
That,
I mean, come on.
Land, you know. Should we go back to some of these songs?
Yeah, let's play some more from the album before we get out of here.
Yes. I'm seeing if we still have six surprisingly good songs. There was Symptoms of You was another one. Let's hear some of that. God, I can't get that stupid Herbie.
It does, again, seem like she saw pieces of me and was like, "What about Symptoms of You?"
Yeah, yeah.
They all open with piano.
Yep.
She's also ripping real hard Ashley Simpson.
Yes, like, it's for sure.
So on purpose. Kind of pain and insane, kind of sane when I'm around you. When I'm around you.
This is like Elton John meets like
Rocket Man Mush.
Pink, yep. Pink owns the premise of taking pills.
Yes. I mean, she knocks it so hard out of the park.
Yeah.
I love that song.
I've been trying to tell that to these opioid crises.
That's Pink's name.
Yes. And women on birth control.
If it didn't, like, come back down so hard from that chorus, I'd kind of be into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had me at the chorus.
Oh, shit. I was trying to find... Somebody wrote, like, a song they said that was great on here. And I want to find it. Oh, very last moment in time. Let's hear that.
Tom, I'm addicted to your mouse. I can't believe you you have a real life mouse, you know?
Well, here's the thing. I love it.
All, you sound like one of the cats.
Yeah, honestly, you did scare me that there was a mouse in the house.
In our old apartment, there'd be rats while we recorded.
Yeah, yeah. Multiple rats just running rampant. Actually, I just put cat costumes on the rats and moved them over here.
That's terrible. Oh, no. So, talk mouse.
What was the name of the song that I said? Very last moment.
I've heard of Phantom Thread.
Oh, yeah. So I got the mouse because my trackpad stopped working. So.
Oh, okay.
Or it doesn't work well. So I have my reasons, mm-hmm. buddy.
I love that. Why did pop stars in this era have to have, like, real drums? Like, when did that stop?
That's so true. That's a great point. When did that stop? I don't know. But, yeah, it's strange to think that there's a guy. Well, when I went to see Aaron Carter, I mean, I guess it's different because it's a live show. But I went to go see Aaron Carter. He has a drummer who just, like, travels with him and stuff. And it's very strange to me. Because it's a guy who just has to listen to Aaron Carter music all the time.
It's so bizarre.
And play very basic beats, you know? Jono, I'm sorry. I don't know if this is a certified banger. Oh, wait.
Oh, wow.
Is it on
And then
cue?
Immediately they pull it out.
Oh, that was fun.
I'm gonna skip forward. Jono's a good listener, and I want to reward him with the time he's due.
A little growling there.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, the famous quote, dance like no one's watching, scream like no one's there.
Yeah.
an equally freeing thing.
Scream like no one's there implies that people are there. So don't.
Don't do that. You're going to annoy them. You might hurt someone's ears.
If you guys were screaming as if I weren't here, that would make me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, that wouldn't be like a cool self-empowerment thing. Like, dance like no one watching, I get. Like,
right.
It's like getting over your own stuff, but...
Yeah. Punch like no one's standing 2 feet in front of you. all right. I think that's going to do it for the playlist, right?
The postman's knocking. It's time to come.
I wish the postman would ring the doorbell. Climbs all the way up here and then bangs on my door until...
And then
nothing
screams
happens.
Like no one's there. I'm right here waiting for you, baby.
Hear us podcasting here.
I don't even know if we're going to do a rank. We usually do
We should do one. Why not?
Okay, but you have your last. You have the floor. Say whatever you want.
about anything.
Whoever
really,
we were talking about, Lindsay Lohan.
First about Lindsay Lohan, and then hey, whatever you feel like. Do some of your songs.
Definitely a shout out to Lindsay Lohan. Thanks for being hot when I was in high school. Thanks for being a little funny so that it was like, you know, people would be like, oh, I get why Sam thinks she's so hot.
Right.
Your music was incredible. You were one of the original punk rockers. And I'm glad you never succumbed to major label pressures and just kind of exited when the vultures were swarming.
Those pressures to make money.
Yes. I love that you pulled like a Chappelle thing. Yeah. Left on top.
Yeah. Top of your game.
Kidnap a child. Yeah.
Just get out. You know?
Kidnap like it isn't someone else's child.
When you are back with a new album, I'll listen, babe. I'll stream it. Honestly, in the way the culture is right now, if she released an album, it would be huge.
Yes.
It would be gigantic. People would be psychotic. People would go to her concerts.
People would be psychotic.
Like, as a bit, but like also not. Yeah. She could be better than Carly Rae Jepsen.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. That
You're
is a dramatic
piss a lot of people
drop.
Off with that one.
Good.
Have we done Carly Rae Jepsen?
Yeah.
We did a Patreon.
Yes, that's
oh,
right.
We so did, I could have done
deemed
that.
Her too powerful.
It would have been much better. Oh, you want to do like a good episode?
You know.
Oh, you should have told us.
I saw Casey James Lango did Carly Rae, and so
that
I was allowed
live
to do Carly
one.
Rae.
That doesn't even count.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
well, we'll have you back.
We let people decide. We say, hey, you want to do a good one? Just tell us.
Yeah. I was giving Tommy a bunch of options, and he said, Lindsay Lohan's really clicking with me. And I
said, thought it would be fun. I was right. It was fun.
It was very fun.
Oh, no.
I got to say, I thought that this was going to be much worse than it was.
Wow.
Not the episode, but the music.
I mean,
I thought that the music was going to be very... I thought it was going to be horrific. I thought it was going to be like Paris Hilton.
Like Drunk Text.
Like Drunk
Text.
I mean, Drunk Text is a smash.
Yes, that's true.
Not to harp on Drunk Text.
Yeah, I thought that it was going to be something that was like unlistenable. And I ended up with some of the songs I thought were real bangers. I'm going to go 2.5 out of 6.
Okay. In spirit with my Hillary Duff ranking, I'm going to go a perfect 6 for 6.
You son of a bitch. Oh, that okay. Now I understand a lot of things. Okay.
About like me as a guy.
Yes, of course. Now it all makes sense.
Okay, what's going on here?
Well,
we'll explain after. But yeah.
Check out the dark web for the dark version of the pod. Everything we mentioned that we didn't talk about, you can hear on the dark version.
We interviewed Dimitri Merezka or whatever.
What?
That was way off.
Yeah, I don't know that. Oh, from
the
before?
The dad of the boyfriend. From
We got Igor on there.
Crazy memory.
That's what I used to do improv, and people wouldn't laugh, but they'd just go, crazy memory.
Yeah, I guess it's good that you remember that.
I guess it's good.
Wow, that guy, he just has amazing recall. That's all the comment is. We didn't laugh. Yeah. Oh, you get to rank out of 6 as well.
I think Rumors, the track, 6 out of 6. The rest I'll give a 2.5 out of 6.
It is like a great snapshot of the time musically.
Yeah.
Because it is just like, you can tell the production is like so of that moment. And it's just kind of like a little bit, as we were saying throughout, of like every pop star at the time, like she kind of took her crack at each one. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to listen to. But
she did a Kirby album, you know?
Yes,
is it Kirby that...
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. We should do... Yeah, it doesn't matter.
An episode about Jigglypuff?
I think you should do round cartoon video game figures.
Wait, we're going to run out of ideas to the point where we're doing round cartoons.
Defend Jigglypuff's music.
To be fair, at this point, it is hard to come up with someone that you haven't done already.
Yes, we're at like the...
We still have Nickelback on the table.
Yes.
We got a lot that have... I think a lot of people get intimidated by those. Is that right?
What's up? Nickelback's playing at Ravinia. You ever go to Ravinia?
Oh, I never went to Ravinia, but I know what Ravinia is. Mm-hmm. I know the lore around Ravinia.
Oh, shit.
It's a great music venue.
We should go.
In the Chicago suburbs.
We should make a trip.
Where I famously saw past discussion topic, Sheryl Crow.
Oh, shit. All right, Sam, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey,
is there anything you want to promote?
Me.
Come to futureform/meatballmonday every Monday at Serafina Lando. 8 p.m.
Go to Sam's show. He's one of the funniest people. Yes. Tommy, what you
we
got
stan.
Coming up? We stan Sam.
Yeah, check me out on lawyers.com.
I will be in Louisville this weekend at Comedy by the Bridge downtown. Come by that would be cool, and then check out my website for the rest of it. Get on the Patreon, baby. We appreciate it. Keep it crispy. Bye.